Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we start a new section, Angels Accompany the Funeral. What the section is speaking about is that a person that was in a habit and a person that used to accompany those janazas that were leaving and those janazas that were proceeding to the Qabrustan, a person made it a point of accompanying that janaza. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it such that the day this person passes away, the day that he dies, now Allah Pak makes special malaika accompany his janaza out of respect that when there used to be janazas that were going, you used to accompany those janaza. Out of respect, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent special malaika to accompany this person's janaza. An Ibn Mas'udin radiyallahu anhu, an Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qal, inna Dawood alayhi salam, qala ilahi, ما جزاء من شيع ميتا إلى قبره ابتغاء مرضاتك قال جزاؤه أن تشيعه ملائكتي فتصلي عن روحه في الأرواح. حضرت عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنهما narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said that Dawood alayhi salam asked, O Allah, what is the reward for the person who accompanies a deceased to the grave solely for your pleasure? Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam asked, O Allah, what is the reward for the person who accompanies a deceased, he accompanies a janaza to his grave solely for your pleasure? Allah Ta'ala replied, the reward is that my angels will accompany him when he dies and pray over his soul with all the other pious souls. So the malaika will accompany him and the malaika will also make dua for him the day he dies. Imagine what a great reward it is just to accompany the janaza. Sometimes we look at it as something that is trivial, something that is light, but look at the reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in store for the person that honors a deceased by accompanying his janaza. This hadith makes reference to the angels accompanying the deceased and does not refer to a common accompaniment, because this happens with every deceased person. What has been explained here is that it's not just your normal way malaika accompany the janaza. This is special angels that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends out of respect for that person who showed respect to those janazas that would make. Over and above your normal malaika, Allah Pak is sending special malaika to honor this person. Here it refers to a special accompaniment as a way of honoring the deceased. The words, the person who accompanies a deceased to his grave solely for your pleasure, and the reward for it make reference to a special accompaniment. Furthermore, if we observe the ahadith of the last three chapters, the special honor which is conferred to a believer is obvious and evident. The heavens hold him in so high regard that they cry over his separation from them. The earth values him in so much regard that it cries over the stopping of his good actions and his separation from it. Look at how every part of this earth expresses the desire to take him with its fold. See how the angels regard him with esteem, that they accompany his funeral like an entourage and a procession. Is it a small and insignificant thing for such grand creations to consider a believer to be so honored and revered? The most powerful of kings ruling over the entire world does not enjoy so much of reverence. When the deceased is informed of these honors, whether through observing them or hearing about them, imagine how much he will value and appreciate the year after and disregard this world. He will consider it to be a great boon to leave this world and go to the next world. Allah Ta'ala says, وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. In that should they strive, those who want to strive. Those that want to strive, those that want to vie, those that want to compete, don't compete with the things of this world, compete with the things of the akhirat. See how we can bring these a'mal alive in our life. And one of the things is that regard and hold in high regard the janazas that are taking place. Now we see so many janazas that are taking place. At least if we can't be in all, try to be in some janazas so that we can also take a share on it. We can also take a share from it. We can also benefit from this beautiful occasion. Not that our niyat is only that because we are doing it, Allah Pak must make malaika accompany us. We're doing it firstly because it is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is a great sunnah. It is in conformance with our deen. And then there's hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also reward us with this. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ It is for such things that those who endeavor should endeavor. That if you really want to strive and endeavor for things, then these are the things that we should be striving for, the things that are linked and related with Akhirat. Allah Ta'ala is the one who inspires and helps. We find that this occasion of Malaika being present and this beautiful opportunity where the Malaika are present is not something that is unique and isolated. Not too long ago there was a janaza that had taken place. The janaza of Maulana Ilyas Bayat Rahmatullahi Ali. He had become shaheed. He was murdered and he had become shaheed. And his janaza had taken place at the Madrasa Talimuddin in the Sepingo Beach. And many of the pious of the time, the sulaha, those people that are generally known to be pious amongst the people, amongst the communities, those that are generally known to be the pious, many of them had commented that there were so many malaika present at his janaza that we hardly could find place to stand. Allah Pak had made it such that they could perceive and they could sense the malaika that were present in his janaza. They said that so many malaika were present that we found it hard to find a space also to stand in his janaza. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also reward us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of getting the blessings of these great, great special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these malaika. And it's not difficult. A person leads his life in such a condition that the malaika are close to him. He keeps the malaika close to them, close to him. And he goes in such gatherings where the malaika are present. He does such a'mal that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The malaika also are getting pleased. Then why will this malaika not be in this person's janaza? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun al mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.